Welcome to the Kids Ministry and Leadership Podcast. I'm Andy, and today we're going to be talking about Gen Alpha. Gen Alpha, that is exciting. Who is Gen Alpha? What is Gen Alpha? How do we engage Gen Alpha is really what I want to tackle today. And Gen Alpha is those children who were born between 2010 and 2024. We are on the cusp of even moving into the next generation, Gen Beta. Now, Gen Alpha is a term that was coined by an Australian, Mark McCrindle from the McCrindle Institute, who studied generations for many years. And as we got to the end of Gen Z, he was writing in preparation for this and used this term Gen Alpha, and it's stuck, and that's the way we've gone. But currently, right now, right across the world, we have six generations that are alive all at once. And I want to break down what those six are, and maybe you're listening and you don't know a lot about generations. I want to help understand that first. And then I also want to specifically dive in on Gen Alpha as to how we can engage Gen Alpha in the church. And as us as ministers right now, this is who's in our children's ministry and our early youth ministry age. For those that are in youth and student ministries, we have to understand that these are the ones who are now currently about to come into our serving areas over the next few years. They're going to be ones who are serving in multiple areas in the life of that church. So what shapes their thinking and how do we best engage them is so important to know. But we're going to start. I'm going to dive into a scripture first. It's found in Psalm 78, verse 4. It says, "We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders, so the next generation may know them, even the children not yet born," as Gen Beta. "And they in turn will teach their own children. So each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles and obeying his commands." This text right here starts to talk about God's intention for generations to pass on all of the promises and all of who God is and the nature of God and for each generation for it to grow and to blossom. But we're seeing across society this not taking place as much. In fact, right now we're seeing a decrease in this post-Christian society. And right now in Australia, for the first time ever, just last year in the national census, we dipped below 50% as Christians. Now, this is not surprising if we look at One Hope's study, The Global Youth Culture, which talks about different culture, spirituality, and also different topics in society right now. And when teenagers age 13 through to 18 were studied across multiple different nations around the world, it showed the percentage of what identified as Christians. Now, in Australia, that percentage was 32% that identified as Christian teens. We'd say that's brilliant. I know in the US, it's about 52%. And we'd say, well, okay, that could be good. Well, if we put six marker points around this, which is four belief systems, and then pray once a week and read the Bible once a week, so just six marker points, it reduces radically in Australia from 32% down to 3%. That's a 29% reduction. In America, it's about 52% down to about 7 or 8%, I think, off the study. And the global study also lands at about 7% globally is what we would say is our committed Christian. The other area is your nominal or cultural Christian. This is the society that we're living in right now. This is what Gen Alpha is growing up in. And so to understand this, we really are living right now in a dynamic generation. And this dynamic generation is the dynamics of what's happening across. So the six generations that I refer to that exist currently are the silent generation, are the baby boomers, we have Gen X, millennials, Gen Z, and then Gen Alpha is the latest one. And so for me, I'm a millennial. I land right there in 1980, just, and I cross over with the generation before me. And so the millennials often called Gen Y, but I'm a millennial, but just. I'm probably that Gen X, Gen Y, born in 1980. And it's this dynamic that is at play. This dynamic is interesting because I always remember, you know, being a child thinking that 43 was so old, and now that I'm 43, I'm thinking I'm still so young. And it's funny, at each level of generation, we're looking back and we're thinking, you know, the young people, you know, that moment when you start to complain about the kids of today, you know, they just don't, and you think, oh my goodness, I've turned into my father, my grandfather. What that is just a natural cycle of generations that are always looking forward and looking back. We're a diverse generation, definitely. I would say that those first three generations that I listed, your silent, your boomer, and your Generation X, they grew up with a slower paced life. If you look at life in general, faith was shared. It was a shared value. Trust was a high level of trust. Morality was, there was high moral standards. And you could probably almost separate those three from the next three, which is millennials, Gen Z, and Gen Alpha, where life is lived frantic as opposed to slow paced. But now it's frantic. Faith is pushed to the margins as opposed to it being a shared value across society. I would say that trust is broken significantly in many ways. We have such a skeptical approach to whether it would be government, to positions of authority, whether it would be to public figures. There's this trust that we're unsure because trust has been broken so many times, whereas historically there was a high level of trust. You would have certain positions or roles or jobs that would exist in society, and people would just have a higher level of trust because that's what their role is, a police officer, a judge, someone like that, a doctor. But yet when we've seen in society the breakdown in certain places, we're now seeing trust broken, and morality is probably, there's an intolerance right now, an intolerance rather than this high moral standard. We're also a disconnected generation. I think that what has happened in the last few years, there's been a deconstruction of truth. Judges 21 verse 25 says, in those days, Israel had no king and everyone did as they saw fit. I've read that verse and thought, wow, that fits today. Everyone is their own king. Everyone is their own God. Everyone is constructing or deconstructing truth and recreating it to suit their own narrative. The worst part of this is when my truth is separate to your truth and we start to argue about that truth. That becomes dangerous. There's a disillusionment with our lives. I heard a quote that said, never has one culture had so much and enjoyed it so little. I find that so true, that today we have so much that even here in Australia, if we were to be on unemployment benefits, we're in the top 5% of money earners in the world. We have so much in our Western world. And then we have a detachment from others. Because we deconstruct our truth, because we get disillusioned, we start to detach and we start to isolate. And we're now starting to see higher rates of anxiety, higher rates of mental health, higher rates when it comes to this space of, because of a detachment and isolation and not a freedom. We're stuck in these our own thoughts. We're stuck in our own truth. And so this lays throughout society right now where we sit. Margaret Mead, she wrote this: throughout human history in all cultures, parents and grandparents have helped their young understand life and the future. However, I anticipate that a time is coming where technology and culture changes so fast, for the first time in human history, children will have to figure out for themselves what their values are. One Hope has got some research that is called Family Matters. And as we dug into this research, it showed that passing on faith and values came in at about the seventh position, almost dead last in the criteria that we asked about what is important for parents. Now, making sure their children were successful, making sure they knew what their purpose was, that was important, but faith and values was low. And what we know is that if we grounded in faith, if we grounded in the Bible, if we grounded in who Christ is, and we build upon that, identity questions and other answers around purpose start to be answered through the lens of that. But this is low. About 7% of parents, 10% of parents actually found this valuable. So who is Gen Alpha? Well, Gen Alpha was born between 2010 and 2024, and they're growing up in a world vastly different from the one most of the older generations experience. They are the children of millennials. They're logged on and linked up, known as digital natives. That would be the term. They've grown up not knowing anything else other than being a digital native. That language is so common to them. Engaging Gen Alpha with the gospel and discipleship is crucial to prepare them for a lifetime of following Jesus and reaching others. But how do we do this? What are some practical elements to do this? So that is the background of who Gen Alpha is. That's giving us a little bit of a landscape of society, where they fit right now. But right now, our job as leaders, our job as ministers, how do we reach and minister and impact Gen Alpha? I want to go through some practical tips today, and I'm going to have these notes available so that you can look later. But this is what we want to look at. Practical ministry is reaching Generation Alpha for Christ means that we need to nurture faith and well-being at the same time. You see, Generation Alpha presents a unique opportunity for those who wish to share the message of faith and spirituality, but we have to promote well-being as well. This is in their language. This is in their vocabulary. This is the way it is. It's not just separating spirituality from our secular self. It's not just separating over here our emotions distant from spirituality. Gen Alpha sees this combined and together. And it's this generation is being raised with strong emphasis on holistic well-being. So there's several considerations for reaching Generation Alpha for Christ. Hey, sorry to butt in, but I wanted to tell you something really exciting, which is happening in Australia this year. It is KidShaper Conference, June 26th to the 28th on the Gold Coast, and I'd love to have you there. We have Terry Parkman as well as Beth Cunningham coming to speak, and more than that, it's just a place where kids, pastors, and leaders can gather in community. I'm so glad the conference is back. You can go to our website, acckids.org.au, and find all the information. Now, let's get back to the podcast. Integrating faith into well-being is about focusing the holistic well-being with Gen Alpha so that they understand the message of faith through that context. We need to emphasize that faith and spirituality can be integral components of emotional and mental well-being. We have to encourage the idea that a strong spiritual foundation can provide comfort, resilience, and emotional support in challenging times. And so we need not just teach how to be whole in yourself, how to be emotionally healthy, how to breathing techniques or meditation or these elements that we're seeing in society saying, right, we need to teach young people, but we can do this through the framework of biblical spiritual teaching. We can teach them how we can find comfort in who Christ is, because the result of that is bringing wholeness in their thinking. It's bringing about peace that surpasses understanding, that helps in their anxiety. Again, this study from One Hope shows that reading the Word of God, praying once a week, radically reduces this. So how do we elevate these spiritual disciplines? Well, we do this by emphasizing the results are going to be helping them in the areas that they're most worried about right now, because some of the areas that Gen Alpha are most worried about are in this emotional and psychological space. So showing them that the Bible and that faith is the answer to this space is so important. We need to promote emotional and spiritual intelligence. We need to teach Gen Alpha about the importance of emotional and spiritual intelligence by encouraging them to identify and understand their emotions. My wife and I have another podcast. It's on parenting, and we did a whole episode about emotion coaching. And this emotion coaching is understanding that we are the bigger, stronger, and wiser adult in the circumstance or situation, and teaching kids it's okay to sit in your emotions, but how can we identify what these are and how can we hand these over to God? And so again, not separating between our emotions and separating between faith, but integrating this emotional intelligence through a spiritual space. We need to create inclusive and accepting faith communities. Generation Alpha is raised to appreciate the uniqueness of all individuals. So faith communities should be inclusive, welcoming, and accepting of all diversity. We need to emphasize that faith communities are places where all are valued and can be accepted. But as they are all accepted, we start to not challenge the differences, the preferences. And I know that our tendency is to want to try and fix what we deem is needed to be fixed, but that's not our job. Our job is to hold the gospel, hold the message of Christ there. And as the word of God and as Christ is elevated, those each individual children and teenagers start to change and the transformative power starts to take place because of what God is doing in them, not because we are tackling significant issues in society. I think as a church, we need to be really careful to not be framing our work and framing our programs around tackling social issues, but rather elevating the gospel, elevating Christ. And as study shows, as teens and children engage with the Bible more, then the problems around identity, the problems around mental health, the problems around anxiety start to decrease. So education on faith and spirituality is important. We need to teach. I think that what happened was we moved away and we were trying to teach more value-based programs. We were trying to teach and tackle issues around society, I was just saying. But what we need to do is education around faith and spirituality. We need to double down. Let's teach the Word of God even greater. Let's talk to children and youth. They are hungry to learn, but they can only add wisdom to the knowledge that's taught. James says, ask for God for wisdom, but we can only exercise wisdom through knowledge that is learnt. So for Gen Alpha, they want to learn. So let's teach the Word of God. When it comes to outreach, it's definitely how to reach and how to engage is online and digital outreach. As I said before, Gen Alpha are digital natives. They're tech savvy. They're globally connected. So we need to utilize digital platforms for outreach, providing them with resources, stories, teachings that connect faith and well-being in a language and format that resounds with them. There's some great technologies out there for engaging young children. The early childhood would be the Bible app for kids, a great platform for parents to use and for you to encourage parents in your community to use. You've then got YouVersion, and on there, within there is a function called Kids Bible Experience, the KBE. And KBE is a great space for 7 to 11-year-olds to engage with Scripture and using technology to engage in Scripture, having Bible reading plans online and on the YouVersion app and sharing this with children and engaging with leaders in conversations around this. Looking for evangelism, there's some great evangelism strategies that are out there that are digital that can help train and release. I know that Alpha here in Australia has some great Alpha and Youth Alpha programs. The one I love most is the Youth Alpha where it's peer-led. They're taking Youth Alpha into their schools and they're teaching their peers around this. And it's used with a mix of digital and empowering Gen Alpha to teach. And you're seeing the young people coming alive in this space because they do want to live for a purpose. They do want to live for a cause, but they also want to know how to articulate this, and it's best done through technology. We need to promote prayer. Prayer is so important. Teach Generation Alpha the importance of prayer. And again, this reflection and this understanding that prayer and coming to God and understanding his reverence and repentance and these angles and shapes of prayer are again going to help guide and lead children to a better mental health and less anxiety and all the things that are troubling and plaguing them at the moment, again, can be answered through faith and spirituality, and particularly around prayer. And the last one is modeling a faith-centered life. Gen Alpha can sniff out hypocrisy a mile away, and adults, especially parents, should model a faith-centered life by living out their values, sharing their values, modeling this, and being the place where young people can look and say, that's the life I want to live. And Gen Alpha are watching, and they're looking for their older siblings. They're looking for their millennial, their parents, but they're also wanting an increased involvement from their grandparents. And this shape of grandparents and parents and the nurture, and this comes through storytelling. And I'm finding, as I sit with my own kids, they're wanting to hear my story. They want to hear my testimony. They want to hear the victories that God's done in my life. And so Gen Alpha want to hear the victories, the stories, and all that God has done in our lives, which is starting to shape and form their mindsets. So get good at telling great stories. So let's recap a little bit. We've looked at who Gen Alpha is, born between 2010, 2024. We've looked at them fitting in this large landscape of six different generations that currently live. We look at society that's being shaped so diverse and so different across these generations. And then we look at how we can best engage with Gen Alpha in ways of spirituality and faith. And so those notes, those points, those last ones will be in the notes. I hope that really helps you as you really endeavor to go out to engage with Gen Alpha and their families. So as I wrap up the podcast, thank you for joining once again for the Kids Ministry and Leadership Podcast. It's always great to have you with me and to share some of these thoughts as we dig into different concepts around kids ministry and leadership. I look forward to having you with me next month on the podcast.
This is a Poly Studios production.